This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The Miami relatives of Elian Gonzalez begin fighting on a new legal front today in their effort to block the boy's return to Cuba. Lawyers for the Miami relatives will argue at a U.S. District Court hearing in Washington that international law bars the return of refugees to countries that violate human rights. This case is one of two court battles being waged over Elian. In Atlanta, a federal appeals court is considering separately whether to intervene in the dispute. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
The two legal battles have diverted attention, at least for the moment, from the showdown between Elian's Miami relatives and the Justice Department. Justice officials have agreed informally not to remove the boy from Miami until the appeals court in Atlanta issues its ruling. That could happen at any time. Today's district court hearing in Washington, meanwhile, is on a separate track. George Fowler, a lawyer for the Cuban American National Foundation, will make what he calls a very simple argument that the U.S. government will violate international treaty commitments if it sends Elian Gonzalez back to Cuba.
The United States has signed numerous treaties in which they have vowed to support human rights and never to send back a refugee to a country that's in violation of human rights such as Cuba.
Among the conventions Fowler cites is the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights and a 1984 Convention Against Torture. The United States, he argues, having signed those conventions, cannot now send Elian back to a country that violates principles the conventions espouse. Lawyers who have represented refugees fighting deportation say that would be a good argument if only it worked. Denise Sabah is a past president of the American Association of Immigration Lawyers.
It would be great. I mean, it would be great for a lot of our clients who come from countries where there's horrible human rights abuses, and we would like to be able to argue that they shouldn't be able to be returned to those countries, but so far those arguments haven't been winners.
Many refugees, following a standard U.S. procedure, have been granted political asylum in the United States, and lawyers for the Miami relatives of Elian Gonzalez have made an asylum claim on his behalf. But that's a separate argument from the case being heard today in Washington, where the focus will be on international treaty obligations. Richard Wilson, an expert on international human rights law at American University, says courts rarely view the Anti-Torture Convention and other international treaties as providing protection above and beyond what U.S. law already offers.
The United States courts in general have a fairly bleak record of recognition of international human rights law whenever it is used by any individual in an attempt to create new rights that go beyond the United States Constitution on the theory that we have the best legal system in the world and that no international treaty can create new obligations for the United States.
For that reason, Wilson sees the Miami relatives as making what he calls a last-gasp argument in their district court hearing today in Washington. On the other hand, their case happens to come a day after an important United Nations vote that could support their argument. The UN Human Rights Commission, meeting in Geneva yesterday, condemned Cuba's human rights record. A resolution sponsored by Poland and the Czech Republic and backed by the United States and other Western countries criticized Cuba's systematic restriction of fundamental freedoms, such as freedom of expression, association, and assembly. Here in the United States, supporters of Elian's Miami relatives said that resolution neatly summarized their case for not sending the boy back to Cuba, no matter what his father says. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.